Welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu Live. Opinions expressed during the show do not reflect the views of ACB Radio or the American Council of the Blind, its members, employees, or board of directors. If you would like to participate in the live show at 2 hours Universal on Wednesdays, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Main Menu Live this week. My name is Jeff Bishop, and we'll be with you for the next hour here on ACB Radio Mainstream. And without further ado, let's bring in my co-host here, Daryl Shandro. Hello, Daryl. How's it going?
Good evening. It's going wonderfully.
All right.
We have everything up and running, including MSN Windows Live Messenger and Twitter.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, before we introduce everybody and before we play our Access Watch review, let's go ahead and give everyone the contact information. And you can reach us first by phone at 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. And if you would like to call into the show, that would be great. We'll let you know when the phone line is indeed open. Currently, we are not taking calls, but we'll let you know when the line is available. And then, you want to give them the MSN and Twitter?
Certainly. Okay, so on MSN Windows Live Messenger, the address is mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it's twitter.com/mainmenu. twitter.com/mainmenu. And you can also check out the blog near the bottom. Check out the show notes section. That address is mainmenu.acbradio.org.
Okay, and we also have email going tonight. So if you want to email any questions tonight of our guests, then you can do that as well at mainmenu@acbradio.org, and we'll pick it up and make sure it gets read. Here, I have that up and running, Daryl. All right. Well, before we get into our guests, we do have a special guest. Well, everyone is special when they come on the show. But we had a very exciting announcement happen today, and we're going to speak to Don Barrett about that first. But before we do that, let's go ahead and listen to Jamie Pauls. He's been absent for a little while, but he's back here from Access Watch, and he's going to talk to us all about what is going on with the Real Player. That's right. There's a new version of that, and he has lots of information about it. Let's listen in.
Hi, this is Jamie Pauls with another Access Watch software review. Recently, Real Networks decided that users of its Rhapsody Music service could no longer use version 3.1 of the software. This was the version that supported the JAWS script developed by Chris Nestrid. The latest version of the Rhapsody software is version 4.0. Chris's scripts do not work with version 4.0. Fortunately, this version is as speech-friendly, if not more speech-friendly, than earlier versions. It works with both JAWS and Window Eyes, and I've not tested it with System Access. You can learn about Rhapsody and download the software at www.rhapsody.com. That's R-H-A-P-S-O-D-Y. Come check out the Access Watch website at www.accesswatch.info. Don't forget about our blog at http://accesswatch.wordpress.com. Have a great week.
You're listening to Main Menu Live, airing at 2 hours Universal on Wednesday. To participate in the show, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
The reason why I mentioned the Real Player is because you'll find that the new Rhapsody is, they sort of go hand in hand. The new Rhapsody engine is also now a part, or at least components of it, are now a part of the new Real Player Beta 11. And you can find out a lot more about Rhapsody by heading over to Access Watch or to Jamie Pauls' blog, the Access Watch blog, and he actually has a tutorial for purchase that talks all about Rhapsody, and it's fantastic. I've had an opportunity to listen to that, and it's quite good. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started here. Before we get into our blogging discussion, I asked Don Barrett, who many of you will remember from him coming on and talking on our panel experts. Well, he has had an opportunity for quite a while to play with the new NLS Digital Talking Book pilot program, and we thought we'd give Don an opportunity to come on, tell us what it's all about, and tell us how you can get involved in that program. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you, Jeff, and hi, Daryl, and everybody else out there listening to Made Menu. I've been privileged to be a member of the NLS pilot program for, I guess it's been started last fall of 2006, so it's been going on around a year. And basically what they were looking at is, since they're going to digital talking books within the near future, could they replicate the fabulous success they've had with Web Braille, which has allowed people to download digital Braille files and read them on Braille displays? Could they do that same thing with digital talking book files, which could then be played on a specialized machine equipped to play those files? So consequently, they started a pilot program last fall with around 100 participants, and it's been extremely successful. I mean, they've probably got upwards of 6,000 books up on the site now. And as many of you will remember from the ACB convention, the NLS director, Kurt Silke, announced that they would be expanding the pilot program. Now, it still is a pilot program, and they, you know, want to make sure people understand that. They're still looking at and experimenting with the best ways of making these digital books available online, which will serve as an adjunct when they go full throttle with their digital talking book program in 2008, once they start releasing the machines that are under production. But as you all will remember, Kurt Silke announced that the pilot program would be expanded to include individuals with third-party players which would play the NLS digital talking books. So they've done a lot of work. I mean, it's just some top-notch quality work to get the program ready to be expanded, and true to his word, Kurt has opened up the program, and anyone who meets three basic conditions can now participate and literally read digital talking books that they download from a site. I mean, the era of digital reading is now upon us, and it's just out of this world. Very basically, the three requirements are that, number one, you be an active NLS patron. The other second requirement is that you are able to use a high-speed internet connection and that you have an active email address, because some of these books are 70 meg, 100 meg. Some of them go as high as 200 meg, the really longer ones. So you absolutely have to have a high-speed internet connection and an active email address to converse back and forth with the folks at NLS who are running the program. And then the third requirement is that you have a third-party player which will play these digital talking books once it receives a specialized key authorized by NLS. Now, right now, the only third-party player available to do this is the Victor Reader Stream. And as new players, such as possibly the new book port, which is being worked on, or other players become available to play these books, NLS will add them, you know, as time goes on. But for right now, anyone who owns a stream or is about to purchase a stream can go to the special website and read the instructions and sign up and register their player online. NLS then contacts Humanware, who then provides a special key to that individual. And the way NLS qualifies you is that they contact your regional library and make sure that your name and address and is up to date and that you're a current active participant in the program. And at that point, you receive the specialized key, which you then apply to your Victor Reader Stream, and then you're allowed to participate, download books, and actually play them. So it's just a fantastic program. It's something I know I've been waiting for all of my life. And, of course, to really see it come to fruition, Kurt has just got some top-notch folks at NLS. Neil Bernstein, who's run the program up to this point, is just the best. I mean, these people really know what they're doing. And you couldn't get better folks on the program than they are. So it's very exciting. I can give you all the address of the site if that you can maybe put it up on Twitter.
Yeah, do you have that already, Daryl?
It is already on Twitter. It's nlstalkingbooks.org/DTB.
Okay.
Right. It is a secure site, so you'll want to do an HTTPS. I think if you don't put the S in,
it redirects
the security
you.
Questions.
Yeah, yeah, it'll work. It'll redirect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Don, just so that people are kind of aware, once you sign up, and by the way, it took me about 2 hours from point of submitting the form to apply to the time that I actually had my key from HumanWare. So I don't know if that's the norm, but at least right now it seems to be pretty darn quick. And now, Nikki,
that's
you...
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Now, Nikki, you you signed up, but you don't obviously have your stream yet, but did you hear from NLS?
I have heard from HumanWare, and basically I just need to give them the information for the stream when I get it.
Okay, and then, so you already heard from NLS. Was that pretty fast?
That was amazingly fast.
Yeah, it was shocking. I put mine in 5 minutes later.
My roommate has heard me just rhapsodizing about how fast it was all afternoon.
Yeah.
She could even attest.
That's funny. So, Don, once you sign up and you actually can download books, how do they come? Do they come in a password-protected zip file, or how does it work?
Well, it's the site is password-protected,
mm-hmm.
and you'll sign up with a username and password once they qualify you, and you'll enter that when you go onto the site, and then you can search for books by title, author. You can browse, you can do keyword searches. Like I like to search for the word bestseller, and you'll get a listing of all the books that are bestsellers that are digital. And then you go to the download links for the books you want. They have a fantastic way of categorizing the books. You can use your screen reader's header command to jump from title to title, from category to category. I mean, it's just so well thought out.
Nice.
It's just out of this world.
That's great.
And then you go to the download link, and you simply get this very large zip file, which you will unzip into the appropriate folder on the Victor stream. And for those digital talking books, it would be the $VRDTB folder.
There you go.
Each book should get its own folder, and once you get the key, of course they won't play now, but once you get the key, they will play, and it'll be just fantastic.
Cool, man. And now, there's a limit of 30 books per month. Do the books, similar to OverDrive or NetLibrary, do they time out? Let's say you're not done and you get to the 31st day, and do they become useless on the stream?
Oh, no, they last forever.
Okay,
the
good.
Only limit of 30 books is the number of books you can download per month. But once you get that book on a qualified player that has a key, it'll play for as long as you want it to
until
you erase it from the card.
Woohoo! All right, good. And so you can burn them
so
with CD.
So the only thing I would suggest to people is don't call your regional library to sign up, because this is really being handled through the NLS central office. The regionals do have a role in qualifying you, but as of at least for right now, they are not signing people up. So go to the website there and read the application instructions and use the enrollment form to sign up for the program, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's real fast. The form is real, real simple. They just ask you for your name, I think your mailing address, your email address, and I don't even think they ask you for a phone number, do they? I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
You know, I don't think they do.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then once you sign in, you have to accept this pledge, and then you're in. So it's good stuff.
The only quick suggestion I would make is if you do want to sign up, just make sure that your regional library has your correct current name and address, because if the name and address you supply in the form is different than what your regional library has, then you'll be temporarily turned down until all the records can be straightened out.
Yeah, and make
so
sure
it's just kind of an administrative thing.
Yeah, and make sure that you're going to be using an email address that you know you're going to keep for a while. That's kind of important, too.
Although there is a method of changing them.
There's a link where you can go in and change it and stuff, but that would be
so
good. Okay.
It's not the end of the world.
All right, before we let Don go, Daryl, do we have any questions on the MSN side?
Chris, a.k.a. Toonhead, says, well, the only sticking point is there's no digital talking book player yet. And I'm like, well, there is.
Well,
one.
There is. There's the Victor Reader Stream. That's right. Absolutely. Which we gave away
and
last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
NLS is working hard on developing their own, and it'll be out in 2008. It's a Dynamite player, and, you know, this will be an adjunct to that program. It's in no way negatively impacting that program,
sure.
And, of course, we're all impatiently waiting those players. But in the meantime, for those who have streams, they're opening it up for everyone who does.
Woohoo! All right. Well, Don, we want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us a little bit of information about the program, and we're going to really try hard to get NLS to come on and actually talk about the program in depth and how they actually make the selections for what content comes up on the site. And, you know, for example, many of us are on Audible, and many of us privately have questioned, is that really going to be necessary here in the future? And it'd be interesting once we talk to NLS to find out how they're making those selections. So.
Right, right. Well, it's a pleasure to come on and share such great news. Thank you all for having me on, and I hope everybody signs up, gets a stream, and happy reading.
There you go.
As likes to say.
Good luck with it, Don, and I know you're waiting for your card reader, and you'll be streaming away there.
You got it. You
all
too,
right.
Jeff.
We'll
Thanks,
see you.
Don.
Take care, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, now let me get to our main topic for this evening, which, of course, is blogging. And tonight we have three of us here to talk all about that. Myself, Daryl Shandro, and Nikki Kobe. Many of you know her as Puppy Braille. Now, since we're talking about blogging, we should probably just let everyone know where our blogs are, and you can read the content there. Mine is at thedesertskies.com. And Nikki?
Mine is at a couple different places, but probably the easiest for, well, the easiest for people to spell is puppybraille.livejournal, livejournal.com.
Okay. And she's also on Facebook and has it linked there, and I do too, although I rarely use my Facebook. But we won't get into that. But and then Daryl, go ahead.
Mine can be reached at blindaccessjournal.com.
All right. Now, the three blogging platforms that we're using are, I'm using Community Server, and Nikki Kobe is using LiveJournal, and Daryl is using Blogger. And what we're going to do tonight is, first of all, take any questions that you have about either one of these platforms, and we're going to now go ahead and open up the phone lines if you have any questions. The number is 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. So, let's first talk about what is blogging. I mean, you know, if someone's listening tonight, and I mean, one would think everyone knows what blogging is, but there might be a few listeners out there that are really not familiar, you know, with what the concept of blogging is. One of you want to take that?
Okay. Well, this is Daryl Shander, and I run the Blind Access Journal blog. Blogging is essentially a way. It was coined from the terms web, as in website, and log, as in a log of events, or maybe a diary or something like that. So a blog is a website that contains entries, one or more entries per day. Most blogs tend to have things listed by date and then by title, and within each title. Each item is known as an article or a post, and the post has a title and a body, and the bodies of blog posts could have straight text, or they could have links, or some have videos and audio and all sorts of good stuff within each blog post. Most blogging platforms allow some sort of category, or also known as labels or tags. So you can click on a category and see all the posts from that category, and they tend to have something called RSS feeds, which is essentially a way that you can easily keep track of many different blogs among other types of similar resources. And blogs tend to let you comment as well, although that is not a requirement.
All right, great.
Nikki?
I would say that a blog is, it can be so many different things. I think one of the things that's amazing about it is that there can be, you can have a blog on any topic, mm-hmm. and you can have blog entries. You can either be an amazing writer, or you can be not the best writer, and everybody has a place in the blogosphere, which is a name for basically all those who blog. And I've seen literally a blog post that I think had one word to probably one that sure seemed like it went on for 6,000 words. So
yeah, I've seen those too. Daryl's even written 6,000-word ones. Hey, we have a, or at least they seem like 6,000 words, right, Daryl?
They're very sometimes,
long.
Yeah,
very long. Daryl likes to write. He's definitely a lot more of a writer than I am.
Hey, and Karen, hey. Karen and Nikki are good writers.
Oh yeah, well yes, no that yes, that's true. All right, we have Rick Harmon here tonight. Hello, Rick. How's it going?
Hey guys, how's it going?
We're doing great. How's it going with you?
Doing good.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Good. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I know you haven't discussed much about blogging yet, but one of my questions would be if you could talk about it at some point during your discussion as alternative means of posting blogs to Blogger, and you know, also talk about ways that you can mark your posts up, and you can get those in through the alternative posting method.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll do that now then,
okay.
and we'll let Daryl take that since he's our Blogger expert tonight, and we'll let you listen on the air. Okay, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. All right, Daryl, you want to go ahead and take that? And so his question is, first of all, is there are there other ways of posting your blog posts? Well, obviously you can do it through the Blogger website, but do you know of any other alternatives, Daryl?
Okay, well, certainly if you're using Blogger, there are a couple of alternatives that I'm familiar with. One is using email. So when you set up a blog through Blogger, and I believe all the other platforms we're talking about here do this as well in different ways. But with Blogger, you set up a secret email address, and you want it to be something fairly cryptic so that other people don't get a hold of it and use it for spamming purposes. But anyway, so you just simply email your post to this special address, and you put the title of the post in the subject, and then you use the body to write your post. One thing that I have not done when I email posts, I don't tend to add any HTML coding, and I'm not really sure how that works. I think that the way I tend to do things is Outlook Express is providing some of that. So that I would need to experiment with, but I'm sure you could put some HTML markup in there. You may have to change your email program to make sure it's sending plain text. The other alternative that I've used with Blogger, and I know this works with the other platforms as well, is Windows Live Writer, which is still in beta, and
That's right.
That is created by Microsoft.
In fact, I was just in communication with that team today. There's another way too. Now, Windows Live Writer, of course, is a blogging it's a blogging tool. It works pretty
desktop
well.
Desktop blogging.
Desktop blogging tool, and it works real well with JOS for Windows right now. There's some issues right now with WindowEyes with it, but they're aware of that and they're working on that. And there's another site, and you want to get ready to write this down, Daryl.
Oh, there's a new one?
There's new things all the time.
Of course.
Of course. And Kevin, if you can just hold on a minute, we'll be with you in just a minute. There's a new website entitled Blog Mailer. BlogMailr. Kind of tricky there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it's another website where you can publish using your email program. And the way that it works is you tell it where your blog is. It supports a number of different blogging platforms, including Community Server. I'm not sure if it supports LiveJournal, although I think it does, actually. And I know it supports Blogger, and it's another really, really good site. You want to check it out, and it's free, too. Blog Mailer, BlogMailr. com, and it's produced by the same company who develops the community server platform, Telligent. All right, let's go ahead.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. They're using it as a mail gateway type system. Okay, let's bring in Kevin. Hello, Kevin. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. It's kind of cold over here, but...
Where are you located, Kevin?
It's in Wisconsin. High yesterday was 53.
53? Wow. Let's see. It was 96 here today. And
it was up to 64 here today.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll trade you the weather.
I'd take it, actually. I lived in Brazil. I don't mind if it's hot.
Oh, real? Wow. Interesting. Okay. All right, Kevin, did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, the blogging is pretty cool. Daryl and I were actually chatting on MSN just before the thing.
Uh-huh.
And didn't you say you liked LiveJournal because you thought it would work with the icon, but then it ended up not working for posting?
Oh, no, that's interesting. Now, Nikki, do you know anything about the icon with LiveJournal?
I don't. I do know that they have... See, I would think that you could interface it somehow, maybe using the email post feature of LiveJournal. And there's a mobile version of LiveJournal. I want to say that it's let me check here. I think it's livejournal.com/mobile.
Okay, we'll check into that, Kevin, and we'll find out. But did you have any other questions?
Do you always write directly into the blog thing, or do you, say, write it on your PC and do spell checking and all this stuff and then paste it in?
Well, you can do it that way. You can do it on the website. If, for example, there's an add-in called IE Spell, and you can get that. Daryl, I believe it's iespell.com, Daryl, if you want to check that.
I will check that out.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nikki.
I was going to say, you can also use a LiveJournal client. They have clients for Mac, Windows, Linux, and I don't, just tons of other things. I know some people who post by instant messenger as well.
Oh, through like AIM or something, huh?
Yeah, I think they do. And then you can also post through text message.
Okay.
Or you can also post vocally through the phone.
Right, you can do voice posts as well, right?
Okay. Yeah, voice posts.
So you can do it a number of different ways, Kevin, and it really kind of depends on what you want to do and what you what you're most comfortable with.
And Blogger has all of that kind of flexibility also.
Now let's see. Now Daryl, you've been playing with the new Blogger a lot lately. And so I know a little bit about this, but I'll leave it up to you to answer this because I want to make sure that we capture all the things that are available there.
Blogger enables Blogger. Blogger is pretty easy to work with. Now I'm not sure if it would work with something like the icon. The website does have a little bit of JavaScripting and things like that, and if there is a special mobile version, I'm not really familiar with it. They do allow email to blogging, as I've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a direct audio option like LiveJournal does.
Well, they used to, but it went away.
Well, yeah, they used to have audio blog.
Yeah, which went up and down like a yo-yo. But
yeah, it wasn't reliable anyhow. So.
Yeah.
But they do support enclosures now. So if you do a podcast, you can upload the file to your web host and simply link to it in the link field, and it will automatically create the enclosures for you.
Yeah.
So that's a useful new feature.
Do they have a spell checker on Blogger now, Daryl?
Maybe if you use compose mode. See, when you're a blind blogger, you know, you turn all that stuff off, so you just write the HTML.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, do not believe there is any sort of spell checking built into the...
Okay.
You would need to use Windows Live Writer or something like that.
What about LiveJournal, Nikki? Do you know if it does it? Does it have a spell checker, web-based spell checker?
I believe it has a web-based spell checker. I honestly rarely post from the web. I almost always post from a client, so I honestly cannot attest to the accessibility of that feature. I don't know if there's other people with LiveJournal that may know that.
Okay. Now, of course, there is this IE Spell add-in that you can get for Internet Explorer, and basically all you do is you put all the content in a form and you go to the Tools menu and you simply just select the spell check option, and it brings up a dialog box similar to Microsoft Word's spell checker, and it allows you to spell check all of the contents of all of the web form fields. So it's quite great, and it's free. And was it iespell.com, Daryl?
I'm checking. I was doing the Live Journal mobile.
All right.
It is livejournal.com/mobile.
Okay.
Toonhead confirmed that.
Okay. And we'll get back to everybody on the IE spell. I know you can get to
and
it. From enhanceie.com, and that's a great website, by the way. Enhanceie.com has lots of great little tweaks and things like that for Internet Explorer version 7.
EnhanceIE.com. I think I've been over there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yep, okay, I got it. Yep.
It's iespell.com? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's a great spell checker for those of you who are wanting to blog from the web. And Nikki, you had a comment?
I was going to say, there probably is something available for Firefox that's similar. There's a lot of add-ons for that.
Well,
and I would believe that.
Yeah.
That's addons.mozilla.org.
Now, I know that Firefox has a built-in spell checker, I think. But I don't know how accessible.
It does?
Yeah, but I don't know how accessible that is. So, okay, Kevin, do you have anything else before we let you go?
Well, it'd be interesting if you, well, you've been kind of doing it, basically comparing the three so that we can kind of walk away from the saying, well...
Yeah, yeah, I'll talk about community server next.
And the other thing is, with many blind people taking buses and stuff, talking about how to write up your blogs when you're on the run so that you can save time and not have to actually write them all up when you're sitting in front of your desk.
Okay, all right, Kevin. We'll
kind of talked about it a little bit, but...
Right. Okay, we'll talk about
great
that.
Topic.
And keep listening, and thanks for joining in tonight.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye. 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. Now, as far as if you're mobile and you're on a bus or whatever, you can simply just use there's all kinds of ways. If you want to use text messaging, you can probably you can do microblogging and text message those things to Twitter.com. It's kind of a real mini type blogging platform. If you have a laptop with you, you can construct email messages or construct the posts in a text editor or a word processor. You can even blog using Word 2007, folks. So that's a great option. And we're going to talk about community server in reference to the things that we've just talked about after we take this call. Let's see, before we take the call, though... So, Nikki, do you want to talk a little bit about, while I take this call, do you want to talk a little bit about the templates? Why don't you and Daryl talk a little bit about the templates that are available?
Sure.
And how you can configure your blog or journal. And I'll be back right after I get this call, all right?
All right. Well, as far as the template options for LiveJournal, there are so many choices. And you usually, if you go to the, once you've got created your account and go in and are logged in, go to the main livejournal.com website. I believe there, if you go under the link that says journal, you will actually find after clicking it that there are customization options. And some of the best templates or styles is what they refer to them as far as accessibility, to me, are expressive and bloggish. Bloggish, it basically depends on how you want to mark, how you prefer your journal to be marked up. I've decided I liked expressive because it just allows for a lot more customization. Bloggish is, to me, more plain and doesn't allow you to customize nearly as much. But either of those will give you great heading markup and great great options as far as colors and things like that. You can, I mean, there are so many choices. I think there are almost as many style choices as there are people that use LiveJournal. So there's a lot of different options there.
Yes, and Blogger is similar. There's quite a few different template options. They have rather strange names. The one I use, for instance, is called Minima. So it's more of a minimal template, but it doesn't seem that there's any difference in features. Just a different way of displaying and arranging the elements. Now, on the newest version of Blogger that is currently in release form, there are two ways you can edit your template. One is you can add and subtract what are called page elements. So your posts, of course, are a page element. You can have polls. You can add RSS feeds. You can add miscellaneous elements. You can add different types of elements. You can do everything with Blogger except move the elements around on the page. That is a drag and drop functionality. So when you add an element, you don't have total control where it goes. Although I found that when I do add one, it tends to go in a good place.
Have you had someone check the visual layout of it, Daryl?
I have not.
You could ask Cindy, for example, right?
Yeah, I haven't really done that because I mean it seems I've looked at the HTML code. See, the other thing that you can do, even with the new version of Blogger, is you can look at and even edit the HTML code.
Very nice.
So the elements I'm adding, they're adding in the sidebar. So
yeah,
okay. I'm pretty sure they're fine.
Okay. Now I wanted to get everybody up to speed on the community server side of things. We've been sort of ignoring it a little bit. As far as the ways that you can post content using Community Server, you can post content with Community Server either via BlogMailer. If you get their Enterprise Mail Gateway, you can post that way through mail directly, or you can use NewsGator Inbox, and if you get it now, you'll still be able to do it because the NewsGator Inbox blogging plugin supports Community Server as well as Blogger. That's another one that I forgot to mention. For those of you that are running Outlook and who are NewsGator customers, that's another option for you. You can use NewsGator Inbox's blogging tool. And they are actually switching away from this blogging plugin to using Windows Live Writer, though, which is kind of interesting. And it's Community Server is a Windows-based platform, and unless you have your own Windows host, there's not really a really easy way of getting it unless you go over to communityserver.org and sign up for a plan with them, and it's actually pretty costly. So
there's a hosted service now over at communityserver.com. How about that?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the communityserver.org is the flagship site, and then communityserver.com is where the hosted service is. But it's pretty expensive, and so if you really want to run Community Server, you can get the limited version of it. You can download it for free. You can install it on a Windows hosting account from say either Web Host for Life or Server Intellect or a number of other hosting providers that are Windows based. I will tell you this, that in my experience, if you're going to be doing this yourself, I would not go necessarily with GoDaddy, only because you do not have access to the database directly, and especially if you need to bring content over and you don't have it in, say, a BlogML or XML format, it could be really difficult to get it over there. Oh, believe me, I tried. Hey, we have a caller, and it's someone who has not called into Main Menu in a very, very, very long time, my close and personal friend, Miss Debbie Hazelton. Hey, Debbie, how's it going?
Hey, you guys. So good to be with you tonight. And I was actually listening last week, too.
Wow, 2 weeks in a row.
Hey. I have two questions. I'm using LiveJournal, and there's so much I don't understand about it or know about it. And I am emailing my entries, but my podcasts come right up, and what my website, it seems like my website sort of got taken over by LiveJournal. It took over my colors. I have a PHP file that I guess ties it all together somehow. I have a link that goes to a home page. What I want to do is have my website come up and have a link that goes to a blog and another link that goes to podcasts and then other links that go to other things that I have, and I want my own colors. The other thing is, I don't know really, I don't understand their form on LiveJournal for deleting posts, because I've got a lot of things where I entered something and then it turned out that I had something wrong with how I entered it, and I had to enter it again, and so I've got a lot of crap on my site that really needs to come off, and it's just tedious to figure out how to go back and delete it.
Okay, okay. Were those the two questions then?
Yep.
Okay, we'll talk to Nikki about these. If you can listen on the air, that would be great.
Okay, you got it.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye. All right, Nikki, let's take the easier one of the two. I think it'd be easier anyway, the deletion issue.
Okay.
Can you talk to that?
I can. So the way I tend to delete posts is I tend to find them in my blog, and depending on the layout, and I'm actually just pulled up Debbie's website so that I could see what layout she's using. Depending on the layout, you either need to visit the specific entry by clicking its link, or if you've got a layout that allows you to see the edit this entry while logged in, if you're able to see a link to that on your main journal page, either way, what you want to do is select edit this entry. Once you visit that page, you go to the bottom, and the easiest way I've found to do is just to go to the bottom and do in Windows it's a Shift C for skipping back by control. And I guess you could do Shift B for
She's using Windows, by the way.
Okay.
So that's fine for her.
We'll be nice.
Yeah.
We'll be nice.
Well,
to
you can do it by Shift F
B for button if it's a button.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Shift F
so
for cornfield.
You then go from I go from the bottom up because it's much easier that way. And you want to find the delete entry button. You select that, and you then, once it pulls up the new page, you confirm that this is in fact what you want to do, and the entry will go away.
Okay.
I don't know of any mass deletion tool, though there probably is one.
You probably could do that in a client. Couldn't you do that in a client?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's fine. I think
in Blogger, if you're deleting, you go to your Blogger dashboard and then you posts, and then you can select the check boxes next to the ones you want to delete and hit delete.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's that easy on LiveJournal. Okay.
Can we come back to that possibly?
If we have time, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to get to her first question, which was. It sounds to me like she's using the auto-forward capability of LiveJournal using the PHP script.
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds like what's happening is she's doing what I've done with others, which is to forward the domain to the LiveJournal, is the way it looks to me.
Okay.
But maybe she's using a PHP script. What would probably be easiest if you want links to various things is just create either a PHP or simple HTML page just linking in with your front page content.
Yeah, like an index.html or a default.html
or
something.
Yeah, and unforward it.
Okay. Well, Debbie, what we're probably going to need to do is get with you offline.
Yeah.
Kind of give you a hand with that. But that's kind of the basic idea. Now, what about the colors? That's probably controlled by the theme, right, Nikki?
By the style?
Yes, that it is. I would say that is controlled by the style and theme. And there's no, without looking at it, it's hard for me to give any suggestions to that.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we can hook you two up, and maybe you can give her a hand if you'd be willing.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that kind of covers the basics. Now, there's lots of other platforms. There's WordPress, and there's countless things that you could use Drupal, which is a content management type platform, right, Daryl?
Yes, Drupal. It includes blogging as one of its features.
Mm-hmm. And so there's all kinds of ways that you can get that done.
We have some questions coming in on MSN Messenger.
Okay, good. Let's go ahead and take those.
So we have one who doesn't give his name. He said, if you send an email through LiveJournal and you attach an MP3, will that become a voice post?
Oh, wow.
No.
That's I don't think so. Now, that will it will on community server, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
LiveJournal, unfortunately, doesn't allow you to just host any file on their servers.
Yeah.
Even if you have a paid account, the only things you can host are voice posts that you call in or
pictures.
Pictures that you can upload. Now, I guess, I mean, if you want higher quality recording, some people have used a service called Gizmo, but my understanding is that's not very accessible.
Well, you can always, what I like to do is I upload the MP3 file to my FTP server, and then I just code the post and I add the,
yeah.
I mean, now I don't even need to add the enclosure tag thanks to Blogger, but before I would just manually add the anchor with the enclosure and be done with it. So there's a number of ways to do voice posts.
And if you're looking for a relative, now different people have different feelings about this, but for me, for what I do, I use a service called Libsyn, LIBSYN.com, to host my MP3s because I don't actually have my own server. Mm-hmm. So
now, are they still priced about the same, Nikki? About what, $5, $10 a month?
That's what I'm getting charged, but to be fair, I haven't podcasted in ages.
Okay.
So
I'm not sure if their pricing structure has remained the same or not. Jesse, hold on a second. We're still answering some questions from the MSN side of things, so bear with us here. We'll get with you in just a minute. Go ahead, Daryl.
So we have Nikki Keck. She wants to know if we've heard about a blogging platform called B2 Evolution, and she also wants to know if which of these three platforms we are discussing would we consider to be the most accessible?
very interesting. Well, okay.
Yeah.
B2 Evolution is another Unix platform blogging solution. I don't have a lot of. Have you played with that at all, Daryl?
I've heard of it, but that's about it. It's definitely not one of the
more mainstream,
really primary, well-known ones. So I would say unless you had a specific reason or application otherwise, you probably would want to use either the ones we're talking about or the one we are not really including this time, which is WordPress.
Yeah.
So one of those four platforms would probably be.
Okay. Well, let's everybody vote on what we think is the most accessible.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I think this will be very interesting. I'm going to say that I believe, even though I use Community Server, it has some very interesting, Web 2.0 characteristics, which make it somewhat of an accessibility, situation. It's usable, but there are certain areas that definitely are not, they don't conform to what one would be used to. For example, you might click on something and the actual content might appear at the bottom of the page, so you'd have to go find it. Visually, you know, it appears at the bottom to the screen reader, but, you know, it all depends on of course, how things are developed and things. But so from my standpoint, unless you're a pretty advanced web user in addition to that, and you have access to Windows hosting, which most people don't. Most people use, you know, Unix, mainly because of the cost, for example. I would not, even though I use it, I would not vote for Community Server, but I would vote from a standpoint of a novice blogger. I think I would pick LiveJournal. Daryl?
Okay. I would say if you have a little bit of experience in these things, I would pick Blogger. And it's the one I use for blindaccessjournal.com. you do. Do you need to have a little bit of HTML skill for Blogger, unless you want to just send email to it like Karen does to her blog. Otherwise, I would have to say, I know that, you know, Nikki and Caroline and a lot of other blind users, Debbie, they use LiveJournal, and I'd have to vote for LiveJournal for the new Blogger.
And, of course, we know how you're going to vote, Nikki.
Yeah, you do know how I'm going to vote, but one thing I would have to say my vote would be, and this is a cop-out, but because you all know how I vote anyway, but my vote would be that, especially with these free services like Blogger.com, LiveJournal.com, you can start for free, and if you decide you really love it, you can pay for extra features,
mm-hmm.
or WordPress.com, which I've also played with and I liked, but by the time I started playing with it, I had enough readership that I didn't want to give up my link counts for switching to a new service, and I loved my LiveJournal anyway. So,
okay.
But anyway, I would say play with all three of them,
mm-hmm.
if they're free, and figure out which one makes the most sense to you.
Yep.
I'm a believer in all of us learning differently, and if LiveJournal makes no sense to you and Blogger makes more sense, then go with Blogger, if vice versa, whatever works for you.
They're all different, and so, you know, it really kind of depends on what you like, and that's right. It's best really to try all three. We're running out of time, but we want to make sure we get Jesse's call in here. Hello, Jesse. How's it going?
Hey, hi, guys. Hi, Daryl. Hi, Nikki, and hi, Jeff.
Hello there. How can we help you tonight?
Well, first of all, I would like to congratulate you guys on the show you guys did last week. It was really it was really cool.
Thank you.
And, well, since you guys are talking about blogging and stuff, I am a LiveJournal user. I've been a LiveJournal user for a while. Except, now that I got me a Mac, it gets really interesting because I use LiveJournal's web interface by using Safari. And it is a whole different experience from IE.
Is it as accessible, Jesse?
It is accessible, except in some cases where you do have to use VoiceOver's interacting capabilities to interact with certain elements on the site.
Okay.
But it's really accessible, and I have used it both with IE and with Safari, and I am going to look, because Debbie was saying that how could she delete entries on her blog. I have done it where I've deleted multiple entries in one shot, but I have to look to see how I did it, and I'll probably have to send an email to one of you guys with the steps.
Okay.
Or
you can join the Main Menu friends list, Jesse, and you can post it there. I'm sure people can pick it up there.
Okay. I will. And
Jesse,
yes.
Did you have any other questions? Because we're just about out of time.
No, not really. I just wanted to congratulate you guys and to tell you guys that yes, I do blog, and you know, I just wanted to. I mean, I got in kind of late because I was at work, but
no problem.
You know, I'm just a big fan of you guys, and keep up the good work, all right?
All right, Jesse, thanks a lot. Have a good evening, sir.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, there goes Jesse, and there you go. Well, all right. I wanted to, I know we have, let's see, my computer is just, for those of you who have found a really good time sync program, email the Main Menu team and let us know which one you're using. For your computer, because it's just really annoying. Anyway, Daryl, what do you have, 3Till?
I have 3Till, and I use pool.ntp.org in my Internet Time tab, and I think it's better now.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. I should
visit that website.
I should have asked you before the show. Okay, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody for participating tonight, and And why don't we give everybody our site addresses and how we can get a hold of each other here for the Main Menu production team. And that should wrap it up for tonight. Nikki, go right ahead.
Okay. My blog address is puppybraille.livejournal.com. And if you visit that site, that's probably the easiest way to email me. There's links to email. You can comment, all that stuff.
Okay, good. And Daryl?
You can reach me at blindaccessjournal.com. You can send an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com.
Yeah, or daryl@acbradio.org.
Yeah.
And you can get to my blog at thedesertskies.com. You can get a hold of the Main Menu production team at mainmenu@acbradio.org, and would be happy to help you out. Well, good night, everybody, and thanks again, you guys, and I'll be back with you in just a minute. We'll be back next week with another brand new edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu and Main Menu Live. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy it, and keep listening. Byron Lee's coming up next right here on ACB Radio's Mainstream.
If you would like to contact the Main Menu production team or panel of experts heard this evening on Main Menu Live, then simply send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have suggestions for topics or you have questions that you would like to have addressed on a future edition of Main Menu Live, then email us and we'll do what we can to answer them or cover your suggested topics on a future Main Menu Live. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week on ACB Radio Mainstream for another Main Menu Live.